Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Reverend Marcy Ann's new show, Reflections and Celebrations Part 2. In October 2012, Marcy Ann started her show, What's Next?, which later became Reflections and Celebrations. All 10 years of her shows are available to listen in the archives. Marcy Ann always tried to present her material in a way so that anyone could Google anything she said and find validation. Today, however, everybody is an expert and free to express their opinion. So on this new show today, Reflections and Celebrations Part 2, Marcy Ann will be sharing some of her ideas and thoughts that can't be substantiated, proved, or validated. Some of her ideas maybe you have never heard before. Welcome to the Many Possible Futures Together. And now, here's Reverend Marcy Ann.
And hello, everyone. Anyone that is alive and breathing here on Earth, which I like to call this tiny little place out here at the edge of the Milky Way galaxy. Some people call it an experimental station. That there's long lines of requests of souls who want to come here and have this experience. There is a theory of a mystic theory that we choose to come here, and I said that recently in a place. I mean, a place where there were other people, you know, and this lady that was sitting next to me, she says, "Are you kidding? I didn't choose to come here." I said, "Well, maybe you'll find out you did later on." And she just gave me this strange look. And we're here. Let's just deal with that. We don't have to know, you know, right now if you chose to come here. Sometimes it's helpful to find out that you did choose to come here because it gives you a different perspective on things. Well, if I chose to come here, why did I choose to come here? And who am I and what am I supposed to be doing? And those are all questions that are going to arise sometime while you're breathing here on Earth, whether it's this lifetime or 100 lifetimes from now. We already have touched in my series here on the Gospel of Jesus Christ on incarnation. I'm not going to go into that too much in this session because we need to get a bigger idea about heaven and hell. So much of what we've been taught comes from literature from some man's mind, like Dante's Inferno. There wasn't, you know, Jesus never talked about hell. He was Jewish. I know I keep saying that, but the Jews believed that when a soul died, or when a person died, they went to Abraham's bosom, called it Abraham's bosom. They had other names for it. Gehenna, I think Tartarus. Hell isn't in the Old Testament, in the Talmud. Hell doesn't come about until after about the 300 AD. Dante created this journey of a pilgrim, and he took him through what he called hell, but it wasn't eternal. He just went through the processes that were called hellish, and the pilgrim eventually got to heaven. So, and that's kind of a pretty good description of of us, right? Here we are on this teeny little planet out here at the edge of the Milky Way galaxy, and some days it's just heaven on Earth, another day pure hell. Because heaven and hell are part of the kingdom of God, which Jesus said was within us. And he taught his disciples to pray, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, where I am right now, this little planet out here at the edge of the Milky Way galaxy. That's where I am, and the kingdom of God is within me, and I shall bring it out and demonstrate what a son of God is. And that's what Jesus did. In order to come into the measure of the fullness of God, which is what Jesus did, and what Jesus said we were to do, because he said everything he did, we would do, and even greater things would we do. And it comes from the power of the Spirit of God that Jesus said he did all things by. He said, I speak whatever the Father tells me to, Spirit tells me to speak. I do what I see the Spirit do. And that's how he became the perfect, beloved manifestation of a son of God. And he said, now I'm going to, I've shown you, he told his disciples, he said, I've shown you what it's like to be a son of God. I've done the things that sons of God do. And now I'm going to send you out. There were 70 of them at that time. I'm going to send you out now and go forth into all the worlds. All the worlds, not just Earth, but eventually, you know, everywhere. And do the things say the things I've said and do the things I did, and you shall have heaven on Earth. Heaven is pretty much a place of peace and joy and health and prosperity in all of the major thought systems of the earth. Any other religion, if you want to call it, or any other spiritual teaching, every single one of them has a heaven. Not all of them have hell. And hell is not in the Old Testament. And Jesus never talked about hell. He dealt with judgment when they brought him the woman taken in adultery. And he said then, you know, okay, so whichever one of you has never made a mistake in their life, you know, you can start the stoning. And everybody then walked away, and he said to the woman, he said, neither do I condemn you. So judgment is God's realm of love that is restorative, rehabilitated, and there isn't any eternal hell of torment and fire and brimstone. There is times when we are not in the perfect flow of the Spirit of God. And those are times that people call hell. And then most people's idea of heaven is, especially if they've lost a loved is that eventually they'll be back reunited again with their loved one, and they'll live forever together. Well, you know, that concept of heaven was never attractive to me. I have always had a very inquiring mind. I like to look into things at a deeper level than most people. Most people get worn out. And I don't ever mean to wear any of you out. I'm trying to keep it within the realm of my own personal explorations and understandings. And some of this may be for you, and some of it may not be for you, or some of it may stir you to inquire into some of these things and see if any of it be true for you, or if any of it answer any questions you maybe had your whole life. That's tent here. And so heaven, you know, just to sit up there on a cloud and play a harp forever, I mean, heaven sounded so boring to me. It just sounded so boring. Well, what are we going to do? You know, when you think about heaven, what do you think about? I think most people think that you're going to be happy, and you're going to have everything you ever wanted. Everybody's going to live in a mansion next to Jesus. I mean, you know, that's not even possible. Not even in heaven. I mean, there's laws. God has laws, physical laws, about space and time and atoms and the way the cosmos operates, physics. And so some of the things people imagine that would be true in heaven, heaven, if there was a heaven, would be operating according to the laws of the universe, the law of rhythm and the laws of vibration and all the various laws, cause and effect, polarity. You could make that a very interesting study. You just start with the 12 major laws. All you have to do is put 12 major laws of the universe in Google, and dozens of books and videos and teachings will come up. I mean, you could spend the rest of your life just studying those 12 laws. And then there's the whole realm of sacred geometry. You know, all those are happening all the time, whether you believe it or not. It doesn't depend on you believing it. I mean, in order for you to be here on Earth and be alive, you have to breathe in and out. And you have to have trees that are going to supply you oxygen. There's a whole order to things that are going to go on every day, whether you know it or not, and then whether you believe it or not. Okay, so heaven, I want to tell you that I did an absolute exhaustive theologically a search about the word heaven and the kingdom of God. Heaven is a name of for the kingdom of God revealed. So when you go to heaven, you know, heaven is where God is. So then it would be where God is in charge. We think of God being in charge in heaven, so everything would be perfect. And we don't think about being able to be in heaven down here on earth, when that's what Jesus said from the beginning. The kingdom is within you. The kingdom of God is within you. and my exhaustive search proved that the kingdom of God is just another name for heaven. It's where we think we're going to go when we die. Well, first of all, Jesus was resurrected from what he did on the cross. He destroyed the power of hell and death. The scriptures, there wasn't any hell to destroy anyway. He destroyed the power of death. And we're not supposed to be dying. In fact, we never, ever really do die. Even in the process we call death now, it's our living part of us, the eternal life that's already in us, goes into a different form, a different dimension, if you will. And it continues living on. And then that's where the reincarnation comes in. So depending on where you are in your measure of the fullness of God, which is your goal, the prize of the high calling, Paul called it, your goal is to come into the fullness. So wherever you are in that process, however many lifetimes you have to live to where you can be manifested as the Son of God, the manifestation of the sons of God. The Bible says that the earth groans and travails for the manifestation of the sons of God. And believe me, we're living in a time right now where that's never been more true. And the only thing that's going to solve the problems that are on earth right now is the manifestation of the sons of God. And that's why I decided to do this series on the gospel of Jesus Christ, which has never been preached, because we need to have it preached so that you can know the truth. As the Bible says that God says, my people are destroyed for their lack of knowledge. And so I'm presenting you here a field of knowledge that maybe you've never, ever walked in before. And I don't challenge you in any egoistic way. I encourage you to look into this because it's the answer to everything your soul desires. It is the pathway. You can live in heaven now. You have it within you. And so if you start to look into some of this, it'll begin to be alive in you. It's dormant right now. If you think, if you go to church and you are hoping to be able to be judged by God good enough to go to heaven, you know, the Santa Claus story. Make a list, you know, all the little good little boys and girls get to go to heaven. And so the word for hell in the Old Testament are Hebrew words for this place of Abraham, they called Abraham's bosom, where souls went to wait for Messiah. Actually, Jesus liberated those souls during the 3 days that he supposedly was dead. He was very, very much at work. In addition to eliminating death, he released the souls that were waiting, and then he went back to his body and was resurrected, destroying the power of death and reinstating the original contract that God had with Adam. When when biological life started here on Earth. And that contract was to be in dominion over all things. That means riches, live in the riches. God says, you live in my riches, the riches of my glory. We manifest God's glory. That's what we're here for. It's manifest forth the glory of God in whatever way that is. Some people do beautiful art. Some people sew gorgeous materials. Some people plant raise corn. I married people. I had a wonderful job that I got to do. And so then, so you say, well, then, you know, it's going to be so disappointing for so many people when they pass over and they think they're going to be, you know, and your loved ones will be there. When my mother was passing, she began to see them. There is a welcoming committee that will, and she saw her dad, and she saw other family members, and they did come to welcome her. But then later, she came to my brother's wife in a vision. And she said, heaven ain't cracked up, ain't what it's cracked up to be. Because what you're going to have is a life review, an assessment of where you are in your measure of the fullness of God. And then a plan will be worked out for your next incarnation. And it might be here, but it might be somewhere else. And we're just now beginning to have the layers and layers of doctrinal error and man's interpretations, and not the Spirit of God, realize that there is life everywhere, and a lot of it's been here. those things are just now starting to come out. But if you had a long sickness while you were here on Earth, you will have rehabilitation. You will be ministered to by the angels and by other cosmic workers that to help you have restoration in your biologies to be able to take on a mortal flesh or whatever form you're going to take for your next incarnation. All of that is already all set up. And so I call heaven a giant workplace. You go to find out what your next job is. Giant employment agency. You know, God's looking for members of his own kind that will come into the measure of the power that is available as a son of God that can be sent out and fill up the empty space. The light is continuing to go forth. When God said, let there be light, there's never in the end to the light. The light just keeps going out. And new creations are being made. And they need administrators. They need teachers. They need forms, those new creations. And that's what happens. That's what eternal life is. If you would really just sit down with yourself and say, well, what would be eternal life? I mean, what am I going to do for eternity? See, the first thing is we don't really have any idea about eternity. But it's forever. And then God added another ever there to try to help us understand eternal life forever and then ever, forever and ever. There's never any end. And so the new life needs to be coming forth all the time. And God isn't going to trust his creations to someone that still has, that isn't in his image. We are to be in the image and likeness of God. We are God in form, and we will be the cosmic workers that go and start the next creation. An Adam, be an Adam. Those are jobs. Satan is a job. I'm going to talk about that later on, but the Bible says Satan is a son of God. So Satan is a job. It's a person. It's a being, a form that is in the fullness of God that goes and provides the choices. All the knowledge of good and evil was to provide us with choice. Because first of all, choice is the mark of a God. And it's our personal sovereignty in manifestation. And we choose nothing. Everything that's happened in our life has required a choice. And those are the things that will be gone over at your review. And by the way, I've already had one of these, and I woke up, it was in the early morning hours, and I still was in between, you know, the in between deep sleep and awake. I was in that time of spirit, in the realms of spirit, and I was seated in a chair, and I was watching a huge big screen, and it was one picture right after another, and there were all these different things that had happened to me, and I heard the words I said. I could remember the situation, and there was one in particular that involved my husband that was very revealing to me. I saw it the way God saw it. And I'm not going to go into the details now, but let me tell you, God sees things so much differently than we do. God sees things from the standpoint of eternity, that we're in eternal life now. And there are places and ways we've done things we've said. You know, everything is eternal. Every thought you've ever had is recorded. And those Akashic records are available. And that's what will be used in your life review. But I saw that interaction between my husband and me and the words that were spoken at that time. I saw the effect, the effects of that. And I had a complete and total different understanding about it. And those kinds of experiences are available to us now. We don't have to wait because we're living in heaven now. So, or maybe you're in hell. So get out of hell and get into heaven. That's a thought away, a single thought away. You can restructure your life to, you'll have riches, God's riches. You'll never be sick. There's no such thing as death. Heaven is now. So I'm going to leave you with that. And, and we will be continuing this particular series on what is the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is part of Jesus, and it's not too late to get in on it. So Thank you so much for listening. And this is Marcy Ann. I'll say goodbye for now until the next time.